will put the phone on hold. The phone's on hold right now as we're joined by former Creighton Blue Jay and Surefire Lottery pick in the upcoming NBA draft. He's Doug McDermott. We'd like to welcome him to the Spano and Black Attack. Doug, good morning. My name is Joe Spano. It's great to have you aboard.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Appreciate it. It's
really our pleasure. And before we dive into this past season with the Blue Jays, your NBA prospects, we have to talk about the incredible horse player that you are and the real fun horse game that you played in conjunction with M&M's Peanut.
Yeah, it was really cool, actually. M&M's came to me with this idea. They really care about their quality, and I didn't really know this, but they choose one in every 100 peanuts to become their M&M's Peanut. So they wanted me to, you know, express that in a basketball way and show how it would work in basketball. So I actually played a game of horse against 99 other people. So that was a fun day, and we hit some pretty crazy shots, some nice trick shots.
Oh, there were some amazing ones. There was stuff off of balconies. There was you sitting on I think it was a desk or a table. There was the blindfolded one. There was you over two people, I think. There was a person sitting on another person. There were all kinds of fun ones, and they did film it and turn it into a two-minute YouTube video, which you could check out at www.facebook.com/MMS. So that's it in a nutshell, and boy, that looked like a lot of fun, and it was fun watching you play some great horse.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun, and, you know, a lot of people came up with some great ideas, some great shots that I didn't even think about. So the 99 other people definitely helped me out with some of those.
Let's get into this past season at Creighton. First year in the Big East after moving out of the Missouri Valley Conference, a conference I always thought was the most underrated conference in college basketball. Terrific brand of basketball played. I watch Arch Madness every year. Creighton moves into the new revamped Big East. You guys have a great regular season. Had to be a little bittersweet. You make the tournament, you win your round of 64 game, then you guys get obliterated by Baylor in the round of 32. Talk about, you know, the journey last year and kind of the bittersweet ending to that season.
Yeah, it was bittersweet. You know, it was bittersweet leaving the Valley and going to the Big East. And you could, same goes for how it all ended. You know, the Valley was a great conference and, you know, some great teams. But, you know, it would have been tough to pass up the opportunity to go to the Big East. So, you know, that really helped us this year. You know, we became a really good team by the end of the year because of the Big East grind. And unfortunately, we just had one night where it wasn't really ours, and it was Baylor's. And, you know, we played our worst basketball, and I think they played some of their best. So, you know, you got to give them credit because they played great. But it's just a tough way to go out, you know, for our senior class. But we can't let that really take away from what we did in our 4 years.
Now, Doug, you know, you obviously talked about this was too good an opportunity to pass up. The Valley's a terrific conference, but it doesn't get near the exposure that the Big East does. Going forward for the program and for Dad as their head basketball coach, what does this mean to the program? I mean, will it ramp up recruiting in a major way, and will it make it even easier for Creighton to stay on the map on a year-in, year-out basis and contend for the tournament and national titles?
No question. You know, I think it already has helped in recruiting. They've landed a couple good transfers within the last couple of months, and they've signed a couple really good high school guys. So, you know, I think it already has. And Creighton actually just built a brand-new practice facility, too. I think that really helps. I think we have some of the best facilities in the country in a great city. So I think the Big East attraction is going to help going forward and hopefully can take Creighton to places it's never been.
Final one on the college basketball front, as it were, and then we'll kind of start looking ahead. And those are the dulcet tones of Doug McDermott, former Creighton Blue Jay, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Playing for Dad, you know, unique in many ways, some good, some bad. Talk to us about both sides of playing for Dad and that kind of unique experience and what it adds in some cases and what some cases it takes away.
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy experience just because, you know, we didn't really know what to expect out of the whole deal. You know, it was kind of a last-minute decision for both of us to go there, and, you know, we just ran with it, and we didn't really think twice about it. So when we got there, we kind of looked at each other, wow, this is for real. And, you know, the practices were definitely hard at times just because, you know, you have to hear that voice you've been hearing your whole life. But, you know, thankfully, I didn't have to live with him. I had my own place. You know, there's some ups and downs we had. You know, he treated me harder than the rest of the guys on the team. But at the same time, he kind of had to get the respect from the whole team. So it all worked out for us. And you know, I wouldn't want to play for anyone else. It was a great 4 years.
Now, Doug, I've seen quite a bit of you over your career, not only the last year in the Big East, but as I said, I'm a DirecTV subscriber. I have all the out-of-market sports packages. I watched a lot more Missouri Valley Conference basketball than anybody in the New York metropolitan area. It was one of my favorite conferences. So I know your game better than most. And, you know, I'm looking at all the draft prognostications, and you've almost been stereotyped. I know you're going – it looks like you're going to go in the lottery and – but your game's been stereotyped, and I think there's a lot more to your game than the stereotypes show. Because you're stereotyped as the great standstill jump shooter with endless range and the heady player, because you're a coach's kid. So you're the heady player who can't create his own shot but is a dynamic standstill jump shooter, and you're gonna have a high basketball IQ. For those of us that haven't seen you all that much, talk about some of the other facets of your game that the stereotyped draft analysis doesn't really show.
Yeah, you know, I just think that's the way it is today. You know, people have their opinions, and you know, just the way it is. You have to deal with that. But I don't get caught up in that. You know, I've been playing basketball for a long time, so I'm confident I can do a lot more than that. And you know, I think just like you said, you've seen a lot more of us. You know, I think I move without the ball extremely well. And I think I can play against athletes. You know, I've shown that over 4 years. You know, I'm not just a one-dimensional player. I can do multiple things, put on the floor, you know, shoot, come off screens. And I think I'm a better athlete than people are going to be credit for. So I'm looking forward to, you know, showing that and showing people that I'm not just a standstill shooter.
Yeah, and unfortunately, when you're an elite jump shooter like you with endless range who can spot up and do that in an almost unequaled fashion, you guys always get stereotyped as, especially when you're a coach's kid and everything else, he's a heady guy who's a great jump shooter but is a limited athlete who can't move without the ball.
Exactly.
I've watched you come off any number of screens. You do a great job of coming off on the curl, hitting the jumper on the curl. I've seen you take people off the bounce many times. I think whoever is lucky enough to get you is going to get a guy that can certainly space the floor, but he'll have a lot more ability to create his own shot then they're going to think based on a lot of the draft Knicks prognostications of your skills.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you're a pretty good rebounder, too. You've got size. I think you get into an NBA weight room, you'll add about 10, 15 pounds of bulk.
That's
your career is going to show you as a pretty good rebounder. I think you're going to, on the NBA level, you're going to be a pretty darn good rebounder.
Yes, sir.
you know, obviously, one thing about being drafted, unlike being recruited, you don't really have a choice where you go. And I know you're not going to give anything up here, but any feelers approximately where you might be going as far as in the draft? I've seen a lot of somewhere around 10, give or take a spot or two. Any feelers? I know you worked out for Charlotte not too long ago. Who else have you worked out for, and any thoughts that and any information they might have given you on your workouts?
Yeah, I've worked out for a couple teams in the top 10. So I've worked out for Boston, the Lakers, Charlotte, like you said, and I actually just got back from Orlando yesterday. So I think they're 4-12. So there's a range there. You know, there's been a couple teams that have actually came and watched our agency group workout. So there's some teams in there too that have came and seen us. But the feedback's been good. You know, there hasn't been it's all been pretty positive, and I don't really have a general feel for what team likes me the most, to be honest. It's one of those deals where, you know, a lot of their decisions are made on draft night to see what the trades are, all this. So I think they have a ranking of who they think are their top guys. And, you know, once draft night hits, if their guys are still there, they're going to do what they can to take them.
Doug, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. We know you got a lot of these to do, so we want to keep you somewhat on schedule. This was a pleasure. Thank you for giving us some insight, not only into the recent past, but also into the future. We really appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck on draft night and beyond.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.